Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ben Golliver from the Washington Post covers the NBA. He is in the bubble down in Orlando. He joins us on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline. Alpamonte Ford, it's in Melrose Park. Ben, thank you so much for the time and for putting up with our nonsense. Hey, if this vaccine works, this might be the one and only bubble that you ever get to cover in your career.
Well, I can promise you this. I don't have as good of news as that. You guys are making me smile ear to ear over here. Where do I get my vaccine? How do I sign up? It sounds amazing.
It does, right?
Slow down, Ben. Slow down. It's just the testing. You can be one of the 35,000 getting tested if you know somebody, maybe, but, you know.
And we've got a huge problem, Ben. About 30% of this country won't take the vaccine even when it's available. So,
well, hey, that's fine. I'll be there. You can go ahead and stick me with it. You know, they're taking all my vitals here in the NBA bubble. You know, I'm giving them my temperature every day. I'm giving them my pulse, so if they want to throw a little vaccine cocktail in with my dinner, I'll be fine with that. No problem.
Well, look, vaccine for a pandemic is all well and good, but let's get to more important stuff. How far outside of your resort are you allowed to go to pick up your Postmates order if you're an NBA player, Ben?
Well, it's a great question. I haven't been able to judge that line for myself because I'm actually in a mandated 7-day quarantine period right now, which means I cannot leave my hotel room. Wow. I've got a green wristband on, so if I walked outside security, I don't know if they would tackle me, but they would certainly escort me back to my room and say, hey, you know, you're not allowed to do that. Our quarantine as media members is a little bit longer because we didn't go through the testing before we got down here, and we had to fly commercial instead of charter like the players. So they've got some enhanced measures for us. They'll turn me loose, I think, next Sunday. I'll be able to kind of walk around and maybe test the fences for you guys, you know, see exactly how tight that Postmates delivery setup is. But for now, I'm just kind of staring longingly out my window, which does not open. I can see a fountain. I can see a player's hotel. That's about all I can see. Otherwise, I'm locked up pretty tight.
So can you take us through the process? Like, you arrive on the premises of Disney World, of your hotel, like from the moment that you enter into the bubble to now, what has been your process like?
Yeah, it was pretty straightforward. So I had to fly on Saturday because they wanted me to check in the afternoon. I was flying from L.A., so I had to arrive the night before. I stayed at a nearby hotel. About noon on Sunday, I got here to the Disney World property. The NBA had a shuttle bus for me, come pick me up. I got here, they gave me a Disney Magic Band, which is basically your key card to get into your room. It's got the NBA Finals on it, 2020, and they said, all right, man, congratulations on, you know, welcome to a happy place or whatever. Now you have to go sit in your hotel room for 7 days. So, you know, I got to my hotel room. I waited around for my first meal of dinner. I waited for my first coronavirus test, which was also that night. They brought by the medical testing kit with all these different devices that I kind of input my numbers into an NBA app that tracks all these things. And then I've just been sitting here basically doing interviews with people from around the world for the last 2 days, kind of waiting out all these tests. Now, I got some breaking news, guys. My first two tests are negative. I'm very proud of that fact. I'm so fresh and so clean right now, and hopefully it stays that way. But, you know, past that, that was pretty much the entire process. They're going to give us our credentials and go through the rest of the onboarding process once we can get 7 straight days worth of clean tests.
Have you had a chance to check out the layout, even just in map form, in your downtime during quarantine here? Is like, how easy is this going to be to negotiate for media and for others as they've got it pretty spread out across this sprawling property, don't they?
Yeah, it looks pretty straightforward, though, to be honest. I mean, I can see one of the player hotels from my room, like I said. I think the other one's pretty close nearby. There's not like crazy fences, you know, barring people from going from point A to point B. I mean, you know, the NBA has tried to call this a campus rather than a bubble, and it does kind of feel like campus. One thing I'd say is these hotels are meant to serve like thousands and thousands of people, right? So everything feels really empty because there's only about 1,000 or so people in the NBA bubble total. So even though that seems like a lot, and they probably brought some teams they didn't need to bring with the 22 teams, you know, all these guys are pulling out because they don't really have a shot at winning a title. But the campus itself just feels like, you know, like a large, empty college campus in a way. And so that part is a little bit reassuring. You know, I kind of in my mind pictured, oh, there's going to be these huge crowds and where it's going to be hard to socially distance. Someone's going to be coughing on me. And I don't think that's going to be an issue at all. They also have kind of private transportation buses to take you from the hotel to the games. I mean, honestly, the best part, guys, is at the games, they're going to be sitting me 10 feet from the court. So who knows if they're going to be bleeping out what the guys say on the TV broadcast, but I'll be able to hear all that trash talk. So if LeBron's going at Patrick Beverly, you know, if Giannis is going at Jason Tatum, I'm going to be in earshot, you know, probably with the best seat in the house. So that's pretty cool.
Ben Golliver from the Washington Post national NBA reporter. He will be one of our bubble correspondents, whether he wants to be or not. This is just too damn enjoyable. So are you optimistic? Like, do you think the NBA has dotted its I's and crossed its T's and is going to be able to pull this off?
Well, here's the thing. I mean, if the competition is basketball versus germs, I know what side I'm on, right? I mean, I know what I'm rooting for. Now, am I willing to say they're going to make it all the way to October? That sounds like a long, long way off, doesn't it? A lot of things can go wrong between now and then. But I think that they're going to be able to get the game started. Look, they're only 2 weeks out at this point. We've been talking about it for months, but the games are getting here pretty close. They're already going through practices. I think only two players in the testing that took place here in Orlando tested positive. They were able to nab both those guys before they practiced with their teammates. So the bubble strategy is actually holding up pretty well so far. And obviously it's very early, but so far they're going to be doing scrimmages next week and followed by games the week after that. So I'm very optimistic they're going to get these games started. I'm very hopeful that it will hold up. You know, it's easy because it's such nice weather down here. Granted, it's hot and humid, but it's easy to kind of lose sight of this idea that, you know, the virus is in a crisis stage around Florida and in other parts of the country. I mean, here it's just kind of eerily quiet. You know, it's calm, it's peaceful. Guys are going to practices. They're getting into competitions on the golf course and the swimming pool and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, hopefully that's the type of mentality that holds, because it was anxious coming in. You know, there's no question, you know, you're going through an airport. It's pretty empty. Everybody on the plane's looking at each other funny, you know, don't cough on me, don't sneeze on me, that kind of thing. And it's just a different vibe here. It's a little bit more relaxed.
So Ben, players, now that they're in, are going golfing. They're going fishing. They are shotgunning beers, as J.J. Redick had to do because a tweet got 10,000 retweets. are you and other media going to be able to infiltrate any of that craziness? Like, or is your interaction with the players going to only be at games on game days? And do you know if there's going to be – are players going to be doing Zoom press conferences as they are in baseball these days?
Yeah, so all the media stuff is basically happening via Zoom in general, but there will be press conferences after the games where they're going to let people who have lived in the bubble be in the press conference room. Now, I'm not going to be like face-to-face with LeBron, you know, breathing on him and potentially exposing players. I mean, that's not how it's going to work. They're going to distance us out, but at least we're going to be on site there for the press conferences, so there will be a little bit more interaction. In terms of away from the games and away from practices, the rules are pretty strict. You know, they don't want us coming into contact with the players, just like they don't want the Disney workers coming in contact with the players. You know, if we see guys around the campus, like let's say I'm going out for an afternoon jog and, you know, some coach is jogging on the same trail, you know, we're not supposed to be talking to them. That's the rules. Now we're going to see how strictly that's enforced. We're going to see whether, you know, as time passes, maybe people get more comfortable and there's more opportunity for socializing, at least in a safe manner. But, to start, they're taking a very strict approach. You know, it's eerie. It's different. You know, they're very protective in trying to put the players first here. You know, this is one big bubble, but I think they're trying to think of it like the players are in a bubble within this inside a bubble, and they just don't want anyone, you know, exposing them. So that's why some of these guys, like the Postmates thing, that's why they have to punish these guys, because that's a really easy method for getting the virus and then passing it to your teammates and exposing everybody. So they have to take a strong, firm line.
I always felt really cool when I could blow a bubble inside of another bubble. I mean, that's next level stuff with my big league chew. Ben, are you going to be expected to rat on people? Have they told you that you're supposed to call in some stuff? There's anonymous tip lines, I know, for you guys.
Well, I haven't been told that I need to be a rat, so I'm not working undercover for anybody yet. Let's see how that develops. But
Would you, Ben Golliver? Well, would you rat out somebody if you saw something untoward?
Look, I'll say this. You're the first person who's asked me that question. It's a real ethical dilemma. Am I a snitch? Am I not a snitch? I guess it depends on how bad the thing was, right? I mean, if we saw like a bus full of people who were clearly not part of this process just being shuttled in to go to a player's room, I'd probably think twice because everybody's at risk, right? It only takes one weak link to potentially compromise everybody's health. But I'm pretty confident the security setup they've got here. I mean, there's obviously cameras around various places. It's a Disney resort. They're going to take security very seriously here. But I do know the text line number. I do know the phone line number. And apparently some people have used it. So we'll see how that shakes out. But at this point, I don't envision myself needing to do that. Let's put it that way.
Right. So like the Instagram model who said that she already got the invite to the bubble, you think security would stop her if she tried to show up?
Yeah, and that wasn't me, by the way. I did not send that out. That was not me in the DMs or anything like that. I just want to make that clear.
It didn't read like it was
listeners.
You. She was very excited about the invite. I don't think that's normally how the Instagram models respond to the newspaper writers. I don't know. I don't mean to judge the profession.
Wall Street Journal. It's pretty impressive.
That's true. Washington Post.
It's even more impressive.
Pay attention to our guest. Who do you think is like, – how do you think this is going to impact the basketball? No home court advantage, the location, anything that you think is relevant. How's it going to impact the quality of play?
Well, I'm a little cynical. I think it's going to be ugly. It's going to be choppy basketball to start. Just these guys have been off for 4 months, so that's pretty self-explanatory there. I also think some of these weaker teams are just going to roll over. You know, like if you're in the playoffs against LeBron and, one option is, try to win that game three, game four, game five, make it a series. The other option is you get to go home and be with your wife, your girlfriend, your kids, your Instagram model, who you guys are describing, or, back to the comforts of your house. I mean, that could really change some guys' motivations, Not having the crowd to push you along in a series is definitely going to be a factor too. So I think it's going to, play to the favorite's advantage. I think that, defense is going to be even more important than usual just because it's going to be choppy, ugly basketball. And what I'm really hoping for is that, basically once the weaker teams are out, once we're down to like the final eight teams, I'm hoping that it gets really competitive. And the teams that are here are like, look, we've been stuck here for 2 months. We might as well just try to win this thing. And then we start to see some really, really good basketball. That's kind of what I'm hoping for. But right out of the gate, I would say my expectations are low.
I think those are fair expectations. Ben, we don't expect you to be a rat, but, just do the right thing. If you see LeBron taking one step over the line, just let that go. let that okay. go, okay? Will you do that for us?
I'll do my best. Look, I mean, everybody's rooting for the Hoops. That's what we want to see.
Hell yeah, man. And we appreciate it. Enjoy your quarantine. You like Netflixing? Are you reading books? What are we doing for these next 5 days until you can leave your room?
I've got the Netflix iPad. I've got, other things lined up here. Books, like you mentioned. Honestly, I'm working hard, man. We've got to earn our keep out here. So I'm pumping out stories as fast as possible.
Hey, we really do appreciate the insight. It's fascinating what they're trying to pull off. Ben Golliver from the Washington Post. Ben, thank you for the time.
All right, guys. Take care. And good luck with the vaccine. Send me one, all right?
If we get
absolutely.
One.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.